Blog Talk Radio.
I can keep on hiding, but I can't reach the surface. Everybody's living different, I just can't compare. Too much left to bottle, took another shot of pushing up, but I can't find a way to know.
I'm stuck, this happens every month. I don't really ask for much. I just need to touch. Climb in this hole. I don't wanna watch it go.
No, I don't wanna watch it. They just tell me
why I feel so stuck in my body's jumping. I can't change, no, I won't do it for no one. Driving, see you passing by. I just think that I deserve some change.
Hello and welcome to Sports Kingdom. I'm your host, Sean Brower, the King, and today is Debate Wednesday. A little late on a Wednesday night, but nonetheless, here with you guys to talk up some debatable topics. If you want to call in, debate with me, the number is 516-418-5906. Again, 516-418-5906. So let's get down to it, guys. Begin with the Philadelphia Phillies. The Philadelphia Phillies has signed Trey Turner to a $300 million deal up to 9 years. He sure got a hefty contract and will now be reuniting with Bryce Harper, two teammates that used to play in Washington and now Philadelphia. It should be very interesting to see what Trey Turner and Bryce Harper do together. Bryce, he's put in multiple MVP seasons. Trey Turner, he's the only shortstop to bat over 300 career batting average. The only player to do that in the modern era recently was Derek Jeter. And Trey Turner has been to multiple All-Star games, so has Bryce Harper. The Phillies, I think, now have a chance to get back into the World Series, depending on how much further JT Realmuto can go at catcher. The Phillies, they got rid of Logan O'Hop, so the Phillies put in a bunch of eggs in one basket for JT Realmuto. He's arguably the best catcher in the National League. He's been with the Marlins and now Phillies. I think he has a lot to show for coming up if the Phillies are going to contend. Then you look at Nick Castellanos. He had a down season. The Phillies brought him in on a 5-year contract worth up to $100 million. They also brought in that particular offseason Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber led the National League with home runs. The Phillies have a deep roster. They certainly do now, as Larry Boas said it on Twitter. They also not only did they sign Trey Turner, they signed Taijuan Walker. Familiarity to Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler was a high touted prospect, just like Taijuan Walker, first coming into Major League Baseball, and put on some good early years. Zach Wheeler with the Mets, and now Taijuan Walker. Taijuan Walker, he pitched pretty good early on with the Seattle Mariners, and That I was thrown around to the Mets and one other team, but the Phillies signed him to a 4-year, $17 million contract. Most Phillies fans like myself would hope that he can progress into maybe a mid-rotation starter with the type of contract he has. But we can't overlook Ranger Suarez. Suarez, the mid-rotation star for the Phillies from last year, pitched out of the bullpen in the playoffs and over the past couple seasons has proved himself worthy of being in the starting rotation with Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, Taiwan Walker, and very well Bailey Falters. So Phillies round up to have a nice team next year. The question is, can they sustain their success from last year? The Braves, they're losing some pieces. The Mets, they lost and brought in some pieces, such as re-signing Edwin Diaz and signing Justin Verlander. So it's going to be very interesting in the NL East, but I think the Phillies can win the NL East and make the playoffs. So next topic. Who will ultimately win the 2022 FIFA World Cup? Well, I had predicted Spain to win, but they got blown out and shut out away from the quarterfinals. They really put in some good effort early on in the World Cup, but just to see them get blown out, I mean, what in the heck happened? And as you look around the quarterfinal, there's England, Portugal, France. France may very well be the team to win. I must say, could come down to the wire between Brazil and France. France has star player Mbappe and looking over at Brazil, they have Neymar back in their depth chart. And other star players to feed off of are Bruno Fernandes, Cristiano Ronaldo. I mean, it's getting really tight, close to the wire now for many of these teams. They earned their way through the knockout stage, the group stage, and Lionel Messi and Argentina is even in the quarterfinals now. Argentina has won the World Cup previously, so has France. If you don't know by now, the FIFA World Cup has been taking place in Qatar. We saw Qatar shockingly become the first nation ever to host the FIFA World Cup and at the same time lose in the group stage. So it's going to be about to finish in Qatar, but if I had to pick who wins, I think the defending champions, France, could very well go on to win. They play their toughest game yet, I believe, against England and Harry Kane. If they can overcome that hurdle, that obstacle, then I think chances are France repeats as the 2022 FIFA World Cup champions. So feel free to call in the number to the show is 516-418-5906. Again, 516-418-5906. On to some news out in L.A. The Los Angeles Rams signed Baker Mayfield. They claimed him off waivers and will will pay the rest of his salary worth $1.34 million. Baker was originally the number one overall pick, you know, several years back in the draft, and is now looking to make a statement, I believe, in Los Angeles. Los Angeles lost Matthew Stafford for the season. Sean McVay said the other day that his neck injury isn't career-threatening and will be fine over the offseason to rehab and continue playing with the Rams. But I think maybe the time has come and gone for Matthew Stafford to win a Super Bowl and stay a career in Los Angeles. Baker Mayfield has the opportunity now to prove himself for the rest of the season. I think the Browns made a big mistake in getting rid of him so soon. He was a very talented quarterback for a little while. He in the 2020 season, around the pandemic, he racked up a pretty good touchdown to interception ratio, had a career best completion percentage. I mean, this wasn't too long ago, and Kevin, their head coach, was a pretty good play caller at the time. And even Nick Chubb, who's leading the league right now and rushing yards right behind Josh Jacobs for the lead, is playing decent football with now Deshaun Watson. You can, by the way, go on SportsCam YouTube page, youtube.com/user/SportsCamTV, to get the inside scoop on what I had to say about Deshaun Watson. Pro Football Game Day Week 13 just concluded hours ago here on Sports Kingdom, so go check it out. Although, getting back to Baker, I think didn't belong in that Carolina market, and he was going into a risky situation, I believe. He now has the opportunity to redeem himself, and I think in a market like L.A., Baker Mayfield can shine bright and do pretty well, even though I think he may or may not be a suitable quarterback in Los Angeles. Depends on how well he does down the stretch, but he could very well be a second stringer or even third stringer. Head coach Steve Wilks announced that Baker was going to be the third stringer going forward in Carolina. Baker didn't like him, went out of Carolina. So you don't really know how to put your stamp on Baker. But considering what he's done in the past, you know, especially in a city like Cleveland, who definitely wants to win, and went to the playoffs the first time a couple of years ago in 18 years, was pretty impressive by Baker. So feel free to tell me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram what you think of that at Sports Kingdom TV. We're on social media at Sports Kingdom TV. Let's see here. Let's see how many more minutes we have. We have about 13 minutes left. Got some battery on my phone. So, by the way, the beginning of Debate Wednesday was Madison Arruda, Tell Me. It was a really good song put together by her. Go check her out on particularly Instagram. She has a bright future. So let's get on to a couple more topics. Still in L.A. now, the Lakers and Anthony Davis. Begs the question, are the Lakers trending upwards with Anthony Davis? Well, he missed. He only played 8 minutes the other night against Cleveland, and scored no points, even though he's averaging over 30 points per game this season. He didn't play due to flu-like symptoms, as I recall now. And during that night, LeBron James returned to Cleveland. And, LeBron, even though he's still averaging out solid numbers, he's no longer in the MVP conversation, I believe. And he's just really playing out his career and playing out his time to play with his son, as he has said in the past with Bronny James. The Lakers return to Cleveland, and Donovan Mitchell arguably outplayed LeBron James, despite that had 43 points and led the way for the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are currently ranked sixth on ESPN's NBA Power Rankings. They have been doing pretty well this year with youngsters Darius Garland, Evan Mobley. What their front office has been able to accomplish over time has been incredible, to say the least. Although the Lakers, are they trending upwards? They lost to the Cavaliers. They've lost their last two. Cavaliers, Toronto Raptors now. They're 10-14, have won six of their last 10 games. So, now begs the question, are they trending upwards? I think they are. I honestly think they are. Some light in a tunnel like this, I think, can take the Lakers a far way. Not necessarily saying they're going to lead the Western, be one of the main leaders in the Western Conference, nor be competing for a NBA championship, but I can see the Lakers definitely falling in. And right now they're in ninth place, I believe, of the Western Conference, meaning they can definitely fit into a lower echelon of the NBA playoffs and at least reach the playoffs. They have a veteran riddled roster with Russell Westbrook, Patrick Beverley, who I think was an outstanding pickup for the Lakers. We've seen Austin Reeves and many others try to step up for. I think Anthony Davis is going to come back from the flu, continue to put on MVP season. But not only put on MVP season, but also put on an impressive season to the point where he can very well increase his trade value and go elsewhere. I don't really see this Lakers squad staying intact forever, so even though I think the Lakers are trending upwards compared to last year, Lakers that make the playoffs, I think they can do it this year, and even without Anthony Davis or not, and reach the playoffs. So that's as far as I'll go about the Lakers. The very last topic is Georgia repeating as national champions. Well, we all looked down the college football playoff rankings. I'm going to pull up the college football playoff rankings on my phone right now. Just give me 1 second. All right, so you got Georgia, Michigan, TCU, who defeated Kansas State in an impressive outing. Kansas State, by the way, I was very impressed by this year. Even though I didn't make it as far as TCU in the Big 12 Baker only put on one hot deck of a season and were able to break some school records compared to the time Colin Klein was still around. Speaking of Colin Klein, he's now I looked up a coach at Kansas State, so good for him, good for Kansas State. I think they'll keep on pulling through to possibly get into the college football playoffs someday. You just never know with the new format coming out soon, but well, team format very soon, but TCU, Michigan, Georgia, Ohio State. Ohio State was just able to squeeze in there in the college football playoff. They lost to a very good rushing attack by Michigan. And Jim Harbaugh, you know, he recruited arguably his best team yet this year. And, has brought life back to Michigan. I think maybe there'll be some NFL offers coming his way soon. But what's not to say that it's outstanding what Michigan has been able to accomplish. They defeated Ohio State last year. They did again this year, this time with McCarthy and McNamara is planning on McNamara is planning on transferring soon. So, now McCarthy, he's picked up the load and done a good job at quarterback. And now they don't have the Heisman of the Year winner Charles Woodson on our team no longer, but they certainly have a good defense to go up against TCU. I think if there's a real possibility with Duggan that TCU can defeat Michigan. I wasn't so high on the Big Ten this year. But, again, back to what I was saying, I think Michigan will possibly lose to TCU. They, meanwhile, against Georgia, go up against a really good Georgia defense yet again from Kirby Smart. When you name players such as Carter, Smith, who's sidelined for the national championship for the college football playoffs, Ringo, they've had an outstanding class of talent and expect Georgia yet again to have about four or five of their players go in the first round of the NFL draft next year around April or May. Not too sure what the NFL's doing this year, but for next year as far as the draft is concerned. But Georgia, they have a more talented team than Ohio State. Ryan Day, has his work cut out for him like Jim Tressel or Urban Meyer. He's not that caliber type coach. He filled in for Urban Meyer. He's done pretty well up to this point in time, but it's an impressive season out of CJ Stroud and even Harrison, connecting with Harrison. You don't know if Ohio State's offense is good enough to get over the hump against a defense like Georgia. Ohio State, we'll have to stop Spencer Bennett, who is the Heisman candidate. Heisman winner will go off this coming Saturday. We'll have a lot more on my YouTube channel to come about that and other things. But um, They're gonna have to stop Spence and Bennett, but I got Georgia over Ohio State. So, can Georgia repeat as national champions? They'll sure have their work cut out for them, but without their vocal leader for many years, for some time, Nolan Smith, I think they can still, after defeating LSU, some top contenders in the SEC, they can definitely defeat either Michigan, TCU, or Ohio State. But I just want to also run down the other teams who almost made it this year in the college football playoff: Alabama, Utah. Impressive game by, I believe, their quarterback, or Duggar? I'm not too sure. Utah's quarterback had a really good game, led them to a very, very high spot this year in the college football rankings. Tennessee as well, they had Hooker healthy for a while and had a hot streak going. USC, Caleb Williams just made a rookie mistake first year in USC with Lincoln Riley. Just made a rookie mistake in rushing with the ball and not going out of bounds. He instead stayed in bounds and injured his leg, which means he won't be playing in any bowl game this year for Lincoln Riley and USC, even though they had a pretty good run, even with Jordan Addison and the Pittsburgh transfer. He had a really good season, I thought, for USC. I think his stock will be skyrocketing even when it comes time to the NFL draft. Saw a Penn State fan today at near a local bar, and Penn State, they rounded out number 9, as well as Clemson. They rounded out in the top 10. At number 10, they put in Cade, their quarterback, backup quarterback, just around the end of the season. I thought he should have started from the get-go. Not a big Bryant fan. I'm sure many Tiger fans are by now. He stepped in for Trevor Lawrence, and ever since he hasn't really proved worthy, I believe, of the starting job. Cade, very good star recruit. I think it's going to be a really good leader moving forward for Clemson, and Dabo Swinney take him back into the top 5 next year possibly. And the very last team that I had saved for rounding out the top 10 of the college football Kings is Alabama. Will Anderson didn't play to high standards this year. He was injured. Bryce Young, he was left off the All-SEC team. Alabama had a couple offensive linemen transfers, and now the offensive line hasn't been as strong as years previous. Nick Saban, he's been mostly going after highly talented quarterbacks like Bryce Young and some pretty good defenders that always traditionalize Nick Saban's recruiting strategy or strategies. Yeah, it's just a very rough year for Crimson Tide fans. They're one spot shy of the top four college football playoff format. And I was wondering the other day, I mean, could this be the last year Nick Saban is in Alabama? He was, of course, frustrated by Jimbo Fisher and Deion Sanders' recruiting success by endorsements, donors and such that matter. I think Nick Saban, though, is going to go back to the drawing board and watch out for this offseason, how it plays out, and how he can get his hands on better recruits, better talent, and better Alabama football team. As this about wraps it up for Sports Camp, exclusively live on Blog Talk Radio, Wednesdays and possibly Fridays. I haven't decided if we're going to start having more interviews here on Blog Talk Radio, Interview Friday. I suspect some guests want to come on YouTube or our main hub YouTube or live exclusively here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be posting this video up on YouTube tomorrow. I'm going to get some rest, so thank you guys for tuning in. Whoever has tuned in live late at night here, I've been your host, Jim Bradley King, and thank you. Peace out.